Well, happy Memorial Day from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It's a rare Monday matchup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they start off their six-game set here at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, KCBallers.com, and, of course, the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, joining you for all 66 home games here. Dan Helody bringing you all the action from here in Kannapolis. The Ballers back from a road trip to Augusta. They're facing off against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this week out of the Houston Astros organization in search of some key victories here against the Woodpeckers. As Drew McDaniel gets the start, former Ole Miss Rebel on the bump, 2-3 on the year with a 5.74 ERA. First pitch will be delivered at 6:33 on the dot. First pitch is just a bit inside and low to Zach Cole for a ball one. Again, 6:33, your start time here in Kannapolis as McDaniel sets 1-0 pitch. Swung and a miss for strike one. 1-1 is your count. McDaniel gets the start for the Ballers, again out of the Chicago White Sox organization. 2-3 with a 5.74 ERA. The righty working quickly. 1-1 fastball is just a bit inside. Move it to now 2-1 on Zach Cole. It'll be Zach Cole, Zach Daniels, and Narbe Cruz due up for the Woodpeckers here in this first game of the six-game set. 2-1 is delivered by McDaniel. It skips in the dirt and holds to the backstop. 3-1 now on Zach Cole. McDaniel, his eighth appearance, his seventh start of 2023. He was scheduled to start on yesterday. I'm going to keep saying on Sunday like it was a few days ago. It was just yesterday as a 3-1 is up and in for ball four. A leadoff walk to Zach Cole. That'll be one on and nobody out for Fayetteville. Zach Daniels will step in. So here is the rehabbing Zach Daniels, outfielder in the Astros organization, the number 30 overall prospect in Houston's system. He is here on rehab with the Woodpeckers, a fourth-round pick in 2020 out of Tennessee, a former Volunteer. As he's got one on and nobody out, pitch delivered by McDaniels, a fastball upstairs, 1-0 is your count. Zach Daniels, a 6'1", 220-pound righty bat from Stockbridge, Georgia, fourth-round pick in 2020. Rehabbing, he was part of the Double-A roster to start the year, but this is his first action of the season here in Fayetteville. 1-0 lifted high and foul. That'll head towards the box office. 1-1 your count on Zach Daniels. Just assigned a rehab assignment today by the Houston Astros organization. Had a really good year last year in Asheville with the Tourists. He hit 23 homers in 95 games. Quick check on the runner on the 1-1, not in time. A close call at first. 1-1 count remains on Zach Daniels, but Cole definitely had a decent lead over there. As Daniels and the Woodpeckers looking to get early offense going against Drew McDaniel. In one appearance against the Woodpeckers, McDaniel looked sharp, four no-hit innings against these Peckers back a couple of weeks ago at Segra Stadium. Pitches up and away, 2-1 to Daniels. Again, awaiting is Narbe Cruz, the third baseman. Ricardo Below, the first baseman, is the cleanup batter. Jackson Lofton, second baseman, will bat fifth. As a 2-1 count, McDaniel sets working from the stretch. Pitch delivered, chop toward third. Willits will field cleanly. The second he goes for one, that's the only out they'll get. It'll be a grab at second for Camaletti, who will get the first out in Zach Cole. A 5-4 put out of the lead runner in Cole. Daniels will reach on a fielder's choice. So one on and one down now for Narbe Cruz. And a bit of a tougher play at second for Camaletti. Had to kind of juggle the ball as he kind of hurried it a little bit. Nonetheless, catch is made as Narbe Cruz will step in. Bit of an open stance for the righty bat. McDaniel with a deep breath. First pitch delivered. This one is just a bit low and outside. 1-0 is your count. Rest of the order for Fayetteville. Garrett McGowan, left fielder, bats sixth. John Garcia, catcher, bats seventh. Dory Lorenzo, DH, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, under the leadership of Ricky Rivera. Out of the Astros organization, 1-0. It gets by the third baseman, Willits, and scurries into shallow left. In after it is Glass. He'll have to hurry as he gets it towards the second base bag. Advancing the third will be Zach Daniels. It'll be an error call on the play, more than likely. Reaching first will be Narbe Cruz. The third again goes Zach Daniels. As it looks like this is going to be an error situation. Ricardo Below, the first baseman, is going to get a turn at the plate in this first inning. Ricardo Below gets his first at-bat against McDaniel. First pitch on the way, just a bit outside. 1-0 is your count. So the Woodpeckers already threatening here with runners on the corners and one down against Drew McDaniel, who no-hit this team earlier this year in four innings. Pitch on the way from the righty. McDaniel's up and away, 2-0 now on Below. Again, four no-hit innings, one walk, five strikeouts, and a no decision. He looked exceptionally sharp as now time called. Troy Claunch is going to have a chat with his righty and McDaniel. That'll give us a moment to set the defense for the Kannapolis Cannonballers today. Logan Glass in left, Jacob Burke in right, and Drake Logan is in right. In center, I should say, is Jacob Burke. In the infield, Bryce Willits at third. Jordan Sprinkle at short. At second is Mario Camaletti. First is Tim Elko. Behind the dish is Troy Claunch for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Again, out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Couple of games back of the Columbia Fireflies are now dropping to third place in the South Division. Fayetteville actually is the statistically worst team in the league as this one's hacked and a missed for a strike. Below now will have a 2-1 count. Fayetteville, the worst team in the Carolina League. They are losers of their last eight. They have not picked up a victory in over a week. They are 1-11 in the month of May at home. It has not been pretty. As a 2-1 for McDaniel has just been inside a tough strike zone. Count will move to favorably at 3-1 on Ricardo below. Behind the dish today is Tyler Hovick, the home plate umpire. Frank Jones is your roaming infield umpire. Assigned by the Carolina League, a 3-1 from McDaniel to righty. This one is lined towards left. Glass will have to leap, but he makes the grab for the out. And that'll allow the runner to score from third. Fayetteville's going to get an early run on a sacrifice fly from Ricardo below. So that'll be two down and a runner on first. Scoring is Zach Daniels. Narby Cruz stays put. So one on and two down for Jackson Lofton. Again, Glass, that first reaction step, 99% of the time if you're an outfielder, should be back. Well, Logan Glass took an instep, and the liner from below never really dropped. So Glass used all 6'4" of his frame and had to make a leaping grab out in left. Lofton's pitch, this one's Scott into left center field. That's going to be chased after by Glass, and Burke on the run in the gap will make the grab for the out. Jackson Lofton sees one pitch, and he flies out into center. Jacob Burke cranks the grab, and three outs are had in the top of the first inning. But Fayetteville's on the board first. A sacrifice fly from Ricardo below sends us into the bottom of the first here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 Fayetteville. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi.
Well, the local product gets the start on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's the righty Nolan DeVos, born August 11th of 2000, a 22-year-old from just down the road in Harrisburg, North Carolina. He gets the start today for the Woodpeckers. Again, out of the Astros organization, a fifth-round pick in 2022 out of Davidson College. Again, not too far from here in Kannapolis, about 30 minutes or so down the road. We got some Davidson folks here. We got some Charlotte area folks here as well. As Nolan DeVos gets the start, first pitch to Jordan Sprinkle is Scott into right after it is Zach Daniels. He drifts towards the line and he'll make the grab for the out. It'll be the first out of the day for Jordan Sprinkle. It's a F9 in the book. Just like that, one pitch, one batter down. Brooks Baldwin, the DH, will step in. Again, Nolan DeVos gets the start, 2-1 with a 2.70 ERA. This is game number 9 on the year for him. Start number 6. He mainly is a starting arm. He was the Friday starter at Davidson, who's now put together quite the squad in the A-10 in the conference, as this one is in there for a called strike at 91 to Baldwin, 0-1 your count. Sprinkle, of course, flying out. Baldwin at the plate. Tim Elko, first baseman, is awaiting on deck as DeVos will set. 0-1 is just a bit inside and low. 1-1 now on Brooks Baldwin. Nolan DeVos, again, this is his sixth start. 33 and a third innings pitch entering tonight. 49 strikeouts, just 19 walks. He's allowed just one home run on the season. 1-1 from the righty, working with ease. This one's inside the Baldwin, 2-1. DeVos, a fifth-round pick out of Davidson, three seasons at Davidson. He was an A-10 All-Conference first-team selection in 2022, where he impressed for the Wildcats. 2-1, pitch on the way. Baldwin will hack at this one. It's fouled off straight back. 2-2 is your count. Nolan's got quite a cheering squad here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Of course, from just down the road in Harrisburg, About 30 minutes from here at most. Former Davidson Wildcat. Both of his parents, of course, a longtime members of University of North Carolina Charlotte, UNC Charlotte, 2-2. This one's fouled off down the line. Baldwin will stay alive with a 2-2 count. DeVoe's 6 foot, 185-pound righty. Got a fifth-round pick. Attending Hickory Ridge High School just down the road in Harrisburg. Not too far from here. They got a good coffee shop down there in Harrisburg that I like, called Rocky River Coffee. Big coffee guy up here. You have to be if you're a broadcaster in minor league baseball, that's for sure. 2-2 count. Baldwin at the plate. Elko waiting. Pitch delivered from DeVos. Is swung and missed for strike three. It's the first punch out of the night for Nolan DeVos, and Brooks Baldwin will have a seat. Two down now, and Tim Elko is going to step in. Elko, the first baseman, will step in. Logan Glass, center fielder, is your cleanup batter. Bryce Willits will step in, batting fifth. Batting sixth is Troy Clonch, the catcher. Batting seventh is Drake Logan, the right fielder. Logan Glass will bat eighth in the lineup in left field. And batting ninth is Mario Camaletti. First pitch to Elko is low and outside. Move it to now a 1-0 count on Elko. Former Ole Miss Rebel, Tim Elko, College World Series winning power bat. 1-0 pitch. This one's grounded weakly towards first, played by Below. He'll field it himself and take it to the bag himself. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the hump for Nolan DeVos before he can even set the lineup and set the defense for Fayetteville. A quick inning of work for the righty from just down the road. That'll send us into a quick break. Second inning headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Left fielder Garrett McGowan will lead it off for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Top of the second inning, it's 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers and the Woodpeckers getting their six-game set started here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball. A couple clouds in the sky. It's been a bit of a dreary day up till now, but we are playing baseball, and it is a beautiful night for it as the first pitch from McDaniel to McGowan is up and away. 1-0 is your count on the Woodpeckers left fielder. McGowan, Garcia, and Dari Lorenzo do up for the Woodpeckers. McDaniel set, 1-0, a pitch delivered, grounded up the middle. Sprinkle will field. Throw to first is in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Garrett McGowan. First out is had. One down. John Garcia, the catcher, will step in. John Garcia, he played five games against the Ballers earlier this month in mid-May. Five games, he batted 0-63. He was 1-for-16 at the plate. Two walks, seven punch-outs, as it's the old broadcaster's curse. First pitch, he grounds this one into left for a base hit. First pitch he sees, and it's his second hit against the Ballers on the season. He's now 1-for-1 on the night. Dari Lorenzo will step in the DH. Dari Lorenzo will have a base runner on. Fayetteville's had base runners in both of their first few innings tonight. Again, this is not one of the stronger offenses in the Carolina League. Fayetteville actually last among all teams in batting average on the year. Pitches outside, 1-0 your count on Dari Lorenzo. Batting 212 as a team are the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They've scored just 164 runs in the season. They're also close to last in the league with 297 hits as a team. Pitch swung and missed for strike one. 1-1 your count. And they're not a very offensively minded team. Houston Astros farm system getting weaker and weaker as they get better and better. The 1-1 hacked and a missed for strike two. 1-2. Dory Lorenzo's got a helmet that's probably a size or two too big. As it has fallen off his head, he's taking the hacks at the plate. A 1-2 count, a good lead at first for Garcia. Here's the pitch from McDaniel outside. 2-2 your count. Try to work it off. Speed pitch is the righty McDaniel. Fayetteville, again, 21 homers, just 140 RBI on the season. That is by far the lowest in the Carolina League, as this one is a broken bat chopper towards short. Sprinkle will field it and rush a throw to first. Play made. That's the only out they'll get. As the second goes Garcia, Lorenzo on a 6-3 ground out is the second out of the game, of the inning, I should say. So a runner now on second in scoring position for Leo's Danny Molina. Again, of the bats for Fayetteville, one of the ones that sticks out as probably a weaker spot, Leo's Danny Molina. This is his third season with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. His second pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Claunch. 1-0 is your count. Molina batted 214 last year in 116 games. 32 games so far this year, batting 200. He's just got one homer. 19 hits in 32 games. He struck out 26 times. He's not a huge strikeout guy. When he gets on base, he can be a threat. He's 7-for-7 in stolen bases. 1-0 in there for a strike. 1-1. Not a huge on-base guy, batting 290. Even lower, slugging at 274. Batting in the ninth spot in his second season with Fayetteville. McDaniel sets on the bump with a look at second. Garcia is there. Pitch delivered. This one is just a bit low at the plate. Close call. 2-1 your count. Top of the order and Zach Cole awaiting on deck. Top of the second inning. 1-0 Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the only Carolina League game of Monday night's action. Happy Memorial Day across the nation. Of course, we remember why we're here. 2-1 grounded towards short. Sprinkle makes the play. It's the third ground out to Jordan Sprinkle of the inning, and it gets all three outs as the single from Garcia doesn't materialize to anything else. That'll send us into the bottom half of the second after a quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers with some work to do. They trail 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thank you. Top of the second inning in the bottom half of the second here in Kannapolis. Jacob Burkle step in. Bryce Willits, Troy Klontz to follow. Woodpeckers on top, 1-0. They lead over Kannapolis, 1-0. They also are out hitting them, 1-0. Jacob Burkle step in against Nolan DeVos. First pitch is up, and it's a foul tip off the bat of Jacob Burke. 0-1 is your count. On Burke, Willits, and Klontz awaiting. DeVos will set. 0-1 pitch is low and away. 1-1 is your count on Jacob Burke, Willits, and Klontz to follow. Bottom of the second, Fayetteville on top as DeVos sets with the glove at the waist. Pitch delivered. It is just a bit outside. 2-1. Again, Burke, Willits, Klontz, Logan Glass, and Mario Camaletti make up the order for Pat Leland and the Ballers. Returning from a road trip to Augusta, where they had a bit of a rough go of it. Some tough wins, but also some tough losses against a hard-hitting Green Jackets team. 2-1 outside, 3-1 your count. Of course, David McCabe winning Carolina League Player of the Week for his efforts against Kannapolis down in Augusta. As for Fayetteville, they're coming off of a series sweep against Myrtle Beach at home, and they lost all six games. As that one's outside to Burke, he'll take a walk to begin the second inning. Ballers have their first base runner of the night. Burke is on. One on and nobody out for Bryce Willits. Defensive setup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. Left to right in the outfield, McGowan, Cole, and Daniels. Cruz, Molina, Lofton, and Below in the infield. Behind the dish is John Garcia for the righty, Nolan DeVos. Willits will step in for the first time tonight, batting .310 on the year. He's actually one of the top five bats as far as average goes in the Carolina League, and therefore a strike, 0-1 your count. Again, Willits has had himself a nice little month of May, definitely making his case for Carolina League Player of the Month, as that one is just a bit low. 1-1 is your count. Bryce Willits at the plate. Willits, again, a very, very hot bat over his last few weeks of action. He has looked superb in the month of May. As a 1-1 count, Klontz waiting on deck. DeVos will set, pitch deliver. This one is fouled straight back over my head. 1-2 your count on Bryce Willits, as Willits, he's not a big fan of the press box, I think. Most of his foul balls have all come in this general area. Willits in 19 games so far in the month of May, batting .368 with 25 hits, 10 of those being extra base hits. Pitch in the dirt, 2-2 now your count on Willits. 14 RBI, 9 walks. He's slugging .676 with an OPS of over 1,100. He has been superb in the month of May. You look at the around the Carolina League. Again, Willits by far the best bat in that time frame. 2-2 popped up in the infield. Catcher Garcia after it in foul ground will make the grab on the baseline for the out. It'll be a P2 for Bryce Willits. He's the first out. Burke remains at first. Troy Klontz is going to step in. Klontz will step in as the Ballers have a base runner and one down against DeVos, the righty. Ken, former Davidson Wildcat from just down the road. His last start against Myrtle Beach, he went 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, gave up a home run, 3 walks, 2 punch-outs, 69 pitches on his night. As that one is outside the Klontz, 1-0 is your count. Klontz catching today. He did catch once yesterday as well with the doubleheader against Augusta. Ballers won the first game of the doubleheader, 3-1. So that one's outside the 1-0 now. 1-0 moves to 2-0. They took a no-hitter into 6 1/3 of a 7-inning game before the no-no was broken up by Augusta's Ethan Werkinger. DeVos will set, deep breath, 2-0. Here's the pitch as this one's popped up a mile high in the infield. After it is Garcia, but Below is also there. He's going to camp under it and have to make the grab for the out. Catch is made. It was a little bit of a sketchy play in the foul ground, but first baseman makes the grab, so Troy Klontz is out on a P3. Two down, runner on, Drake Logan due up. Again, this Kannapolis Cannonballers team took 5 of 6 last time they played Fayetteville. They had themselves a nice little time out in Fayetteville against the Woodpeckers. Segura Stadium, not normally a good place to hit. Pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 your count. You look at what Drake Logan has done over the year, batting 171. He is striking out quite a bit, 62 times. Runner going on the 0-1, it's outside of the plate. Throwing to second is in time. Got him at second. Did the Fayetteville Woodpeckers backstop in John Garcia as Jacob Burke is put out on a 2-4 put out. It's a caught stealing. That will conclude the at-bat for Drake Logan for now at least. He'll get another at-bat in the third as Nolan DeBose picks up another clean inning of action. Another relatively 1-2-3 inning on the bump. To the third we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Top of the third, top of the order. Fayetteville Woodpeckers will send Zach Cole, Zach Daniels, and Narbe Cruz as Zach Cole wastes no time. This one's lifted in the air right. After it is Drake Logan on the run. He'll make the grab on his knees for the out. It'll be a sliding grab from the right fielder Drake Logan who makes the snag for the out. Just like that, one pitch and one out is had. Zach Cole is now 0-for-1 on his day. Zach Daniels will step in with nobody on base and one down. Drew McDaniel returns for his third inning of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Kannapolis and Fayetteville doing business in their series opener tonight. Pitch delivered. This one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Kannapolis looking to get back in the swing of things as far as the South Division race goes. Fayetteville is the worst team in the Carolina League, so a big opportunity for Kannapolis to pick up some victories here at home. 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. Fayetteville at 16-28 on the season. They're at 11.5 games out of the lead by Columbia. 0-2 is outside, 1-2. Kannapolis 4.5 back of Columbia. Looking to gain some ground in the race for the South Division against the Fireflies out of the Royals organization. 1-2 from McDaniel is inside and low to Zach Daniels, 2-2. Again, Zach Daniels is mentioned on rehab. Part of the Corpus Christi Hooks roster down here on rehab with the Woodpeckers for the time being. 2-2, here's the pitch. This one's sharply grounded towards short. Sprinkle's been a busy man. He'll field it and fire over to first in time for the out. That is another ground out to Sprinkle. Four of the last five outs have been ground outs to the shortstop in Jordan Sprinkle, so he's been a busy man. Narbe Cruz will step in with two down and nobody on. So Daniels will have a seat. He did reach on a fielder's choice, so he technically is 0-for-2 on the night. Cruz will set, pitch delivered. And therefore a strike for McDaniel. 0-1 is your count. And Fayetteville on top, 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're the only game in the Carolina League today. As the 0-1 delivered, this one is foul tipped off by Cruz. It'll head straight back to the backstop, 0-2. Just a total of 8 games across minor league baseball today. Of 120 teams, only 16 in action. 0-2 count, here's McDaniel's pitch. Up and into Cruz, 1-2. This is the only Carolina League game of the day. 2 games in the California League in single A level baseball. 1-2 for McDaniel. Foul tipped again. That'll move it to another count of 1-2. Cruz at the plate. Ricardo below, the first baseman awaiting on deck. The 2 games in the California League, the San Jose Giants beating the Fresno Grizzlies 4-3 today. And then at 9:05 tonight, the Stockton Ports will host the Modesto Nuts. 1-2 count. Here's McDaniel's pitch. This one's tapped foul. A good battle at the plate from Narve Cruz. 1-2 is your count. So the White Sox, Astros, Athletics, Mariners, Giants, and Rockies all in action today in the single-A level. 1-2. This one is lifted a mile high into center. Jacob Burke under. It'll make the grab for the out. Narve Cruz is out on a fly out. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Drew McDaniel on the bump. His first of the night. We'll see if we continue the momentum here in this third inning. The Ballers will send a couple of batters to the plate. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Drake Logan with another turn at the plate at 7-8-9. Due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against Nolan DeVos on the bump. He'll set. Drake Logan will resume and pitch delivered to start his at-bat again. And this one's fouled off. 0-1 is your count. Drake Logan, Logan Glass, and Mario Camilletti due up. Bottom of the third, Kannapolis trailing 1-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And so far, what's been a bit of a pitching matchup. Again, just one hit total. Fayetteville's definitely had more success in getting on base here in this one, but we'll see if Kannapolis can change the momentum. Pitches in there on the 0-1 for a called strike, 0-2. Nolan DeVos has quite a bit of a cheering squad here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He's got a lot of fans here. Of course, being a local product. 0-2 count, here's the pitch. This one is fouled off straight back by Drake Logan. Count will stay put at 0-2. Logan Glass is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third at Atrium Health Ballpark. Drake Logan, a 171 average, just one homer. 8 RBIs on the young season. 0-2. Fastball is upstairs. DeVos just pulls it a little bit. 1-2 is your count. Drake Logan has been a fixture of the lineup. Just has been a fixture of strikeouts as well. 62 on the season. 1-2 from DeVos is outside. Evens at 2-2. It was 1-for-3 last game with a 2 strikeouts, so he's got a 2-game hit streak currently. Transitioning from more of a third base role to the outfield on this season as the 2-2 awaits from DeVos. It's upstairs. Count will run full. A good at-bat from Drake Logan. So Logan had drawn an 0-2 count, but quickly now is drawn at full. As DeVos can't get the handle on the pitch. 3-2 count, nobody out, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, Drake Logan will have a seat. He goes down, swing and a miss, and second punch out of the day for Nolan DeVos. One down, nobody on for Logan Glass. This is going to be a bit of a tough matchup if you're Nolan DeVos. Again, not a high velo guy. And Logan Glass, if he sees a fastball down the middle, is going to take it for a ride. Logan Glass batting in the cleanup spot yesterday against Augusta. He'll show a bunt, and first pitch is hauled back for a strike, 0-1. Glass showed a bunt. He pulled it back. Didn't matter. Called strike. Corners had to charge in. 0-1 count. Glass will set. Pitch delivered from DeVos. It is inside. 1-1 is your count. Logan Glass batting .222 now on the season. Four homers with 15 RBI. Had a bit of a hot start, and he's cooled down since. Has the righty bat. 1-1 has swung on a breaking ball and missed. 1-2. Glass had gotten off to a hot start. He can hit a homer in consecutive games. Back in April against Charleston. He's got four on the season. But he's really had a rough go of it as of late. 1-2 is up and in. Evens now to 2-2. Mario Camilleni, second baseman, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third. 1-0 Fayetteville here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in and joining us here. Dan Helody bringing you all the action from high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 from the righty. DeVos is lifted high and foul. It'll land in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. Actually, it'll land on the roof. Makes a big thud sound. 2-2 on Logan Glass. Glass is potentially the final 22nd round pick ever by the Chicago White Sox. 22nd round pick in 2019. 2-2 on the way from the righty. It's outside. Count will run full on Logan Glass. And 22nd round pick. That was the last year that the draft was 40 rounds. They shortened it to 5 in 2020. And then from 2021 on, it's been 20 rounds. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off. Glass will stay alive against Nolan DeVos. 3-2 your count. Mario Camilleni awaiting on deck. Get an on-base machine. Carolina League leader in walks. Trailing only Nate Furman, who recently got the promotion to the Lake County Captains in high A level for Cleveland. 3-2. Inside and low for ball four. Logan Glass will have a free pass. He is on base for the first time today. That'll be one on and one down. Nine-hole man Mario Camilleni is due up. Camilleni will take a at-bat here against DeVos. As mentioned, DeVos, the big cheering squad among the third base dugout. It's kind of given the Ballers fans here in the area a little bit more of a reason to be louder. First pitch on the way. This one is chopped towards third base, and after it is Cruz. He'll field it and throw to first for the out. That's the only out they'll get as Logan Glass will scurry up to second. So it's a weak chopper by Camilleni. It's a 5-3 ground down. So two down, runner in scoring position at second. And Jordan Sprinkle will get another turn at the plate. So DeVos, so far, has faced just one above the minimum. Logan Glass is at second. He is that one man above the minimum. Sets on the bump, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Low, and he gets by the catcher, Garcia. That's going to allow Glass to scurry to second. To third, I should say. He's already on second. We'll see what the call is. Should be a wild pitch. So going to third is Logan Glass. So now the Ballers with a tying run just 90 feet away. It is a wild pitch. Sprinkle the shortstop, steps in his first at-bat. He flew out into right. Sprinkle stands slightly open stance. Here's the 1-0. This one's grounded towards third. It'll stay fair. Played by Cruz. Throw across to first. It is foul. A very late foul ball call by home plate umpire in Tyler Hovick, but he calls it foul. Glass is going to head back to third in what looked like a bang-bang play at first base. Sprinkle's going to have to retreat back over to home plate and resume his at-bat. Again, it looked to be a close play over there, and Jordan Sprinkle almost legged that one out. As at third is Glass, Sprinkle almost running that one out. As he'll continue his at-bat, a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-2 here count. Nolan DeVoe is just one strike away from getting out of the inning. Sprinkle's got 13 RBI on the season. Another guy that's gotten off to a bit of a slower start on the year. He still has put in the work in the field as Glove has been the anchor. 1-2. Just outside. Everyone in the ballpark that is a big Nolan DeVoe's fan wanted that one to be a strike. And every umpire in the seats makes their voice heard, but home plate umpire Tyler Hovick says it was outside. 2-2 from the righty. This one's chopped towards short. It'll be a clean play for Molina. On to first he goes, and that'll be a 6-3 ground out for Jordan Sprinkle. One shortstop grounds out to the other, and staying scoreless in the frame is Nolan DeVoe. That'll complete three innings now of work. Top of the fourth after a quick break on the Maulers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ricardo Below leads it off in the fourth inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers against Drew McDaniel. On the bump is fourth inning of work. Below, Lofton, and McGowan do up. Top of the fourth, Woodpeckers lead 1-0 over the Ballers, who have yet to pick up a base hit in this one so far. Fayetteville with just the one hit. They had a 1-2-3 inning on the bump, did McDaniel against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 is your count. There is a righty getting loose for Fayetteville down the line in left, as DeVos has looked sharp, but it looks like Fayetteville will take him out. 0-1 is lifted in foul ground after his clutch. He makes the grab in foul ground on the warning track for the out. A P2 in the book for Ricardo Below. He is now 0-2 on the day. Jackson Lofton will take his second at-bat of the day. Jackson Lofton, a 6'2" righty bat, 13th round pick in 2022 out of Oral Roberts out in Oklahoma. A native of Spring, Texas, a 22-year-old righty bat. Spent last year with Fayetteville. At the end of his season last year, pitches outside. 1-0 is your count. Couple of draft picks on this team for Fayetteville. A couple of them of note are on the injured list. 1-0 on the way. Just a bit outside and low. 2-0 your count. One of the higher draft picks, Tyler Whitaker, third-round pick in 2021. Who led the Carolina League in strikeouts last year as a batter, is on the injured list. 2-0 is low, now 3-0 on Jackson Lofton. Again, Whitaker, one of the top prospects in the organization for Houston, and he had a rough go of it last year. Batted just 187 and led the league in strikeouts. You never want to lead the league in strikeouts if you're a batter. 3-0 up and in. Lofton will have a four-pitch walk, and it'll take first base cleanly. One on, one down, McGowan due up. So So Jackson Lofton will reach base for the first time today, draws the free pass as McDaniel gets a little wild with his four pitches. Garrett McGowan will get his second at-bat of the day. He grounded out his first time up in the second inning. Baller still trailing 1-0. McDaniel will set on the bump, takes a peek, pitch delivered. Fastball is outside, 1-0 is your count. Again, Drew McDaniel, one of those guys that just has not had a clean inning yet, a clean outing, I should say, since that Fayetteville matchup. Quick check on the runner first, not in time. 1-0 count will remain on McGowan, and he'll wait. His only clean outing of the year came against Fayetteville on the 13th of May. As mentioned, four no-hit innings with five strikeouts. 1-0 count, righty sets. Here is the pitch. Estevan outside and low, 2-0 on Garrett McGowan. Other than that, McDaniel allowing seven runs last time out against Carolina, then two runs, three runs, three runs, one run. He struck out six in a start back on the 14th of April against Delmarva. Up north, 2-0. Fastball in there for a strike, 2-1. Well, you look across the Carolina League, of course, we're the only game in the Carolina League today. And we have the day off tomorrow while everyone else plays tomorrow. 2-1. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Runner fake going. 2-2 is your count. You look across the Carolina League, it's going to be a busy week of action. Augusta's going to Charleston. Carolina's going to Lynchburg. Columbia will head to Down East in a matchup that should entertain quite a bit. Columbia, of course, the best team in the Carolina League against Down East. Always a tough place to play, and they're just half a game back of the Mudcats in the North Division. As McGowan gets a hold of this one, lifted high in the air right field. In after it is Drake Logan, deep in the corner, makes the grab for the out. He's going to have to hurry the throw into the infield as headed to second on the play is Lofton, but a ball that was hit probably about 314 and a half feet down the line in right is caught by Drake Logan. It's 315 down the right field line here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, as mentioned, probably hit it about 314 feet. It's an F9 for Garrett McGowan, but to second goes Jackson Lofton. So two outs and a runner in scoring position for John Garcia. And on the season series, Kannapolis has five wins, Fayetteville just one. These two sides have played 70 times before today. This is game number 71 all time between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers. Pitches upstairs, 1-0 your count on Garcia. Fayetteville was a high A team in the Carolina League before being demoted to the single A level after the 2020 season was canned. 1-0, McDaniel steps off on the rubber, takes a peek at second where there's nobody home. 1-0, your count still on the catcher, John Garcia. Fayetteville, an affiliate of the Houston Astros. Before they were the Woodpeckers, they had the affiliate in Buies Creek, where they were the Buies Creek Astros. 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. As mentioned, this is game number 61 between these two sides all time. Each team is 30-30. A 1-1 count, McDaniel's pitch. Runner going, this one's popped up in the infield, headed towards foul ground. Troy Claunch will call it on the warning track again, makes the grab for the out. A pop out and foul ground for John Garcia. Troy Claunch will make the grab. That'll conclude the fourth inning. So despite a one-out walk of Jackson Lofton, to no avail, the Woodpeckers can't get any offense going. And the Ballers will send things into the bottom of the fourth. After a quick break of the Ballers, Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live, it's 1-0 Fayetteville here in Kannapolis.
Thank you.
Brooks Baldwin, Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, two up here in the bottom of the fourth. A new arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Jose Gadez takes over against Baldwin, and this one is a broken bat flare into right center field. In after it is Cole. That's going to drop for a base hit for Brooks Baldwin. It's a no-no-no-mo for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Baldwin breaks it up. It's a single into right center for the first base runner via a base hit of the night for Kannapolis. So one on and nobody out. Tim Elko is going to get his second turn at the plate today. Jose Gadez takes over for Nolan DeVos, who has himself a pretty big cheering squad here at Atrium Health Ballpark. His day is done. Three clean innings of work. Didn't allow a hit, as Gadez allows the first hit of the day for Kannapolis. First pitch to Elko in there for a strike, 0-1. Gadez 0-0 with a 2.03 ERA. This is game number 5 on the year for the Woodpeckers. 13 in the third innings pitch, 12 strikeouts as the 0-1 is up and away to Elko, 1-1. In 13 in the third innings, he's allowed just 7 hits, 3 runs. He has walked 8, though. So not a guy that allows much in the way of hits, but he does allow free passes. 1-1 fouled off, 1-2 your count. Elko grounded out to the first baseman below last time up. As it's a 1-2 count, Jacob Burke waiting on deck. Baldur's trail 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Again, so far it's been a pitcher's duel here in Kannapolis. A 1-2 count, here's the pitch. This one is looped towards center on a charge, and after it is Cole. He makes the grab on the run for the out. Retreating to first will be Baldwin as Elko lines it out into center. A fly out for Elko. He's 0-2 on the day. One out and a one on for Jacob Burke. Elko looks like he just got out in front of a breaking ball from Gadez. And it was flared into center where Cole made the grab. Gadez pitched back on the 24th against Myrtle Beach. Got the start in that one. 4 2/3 as this one's up and away to Burke. 1-0 is your count. 4 2/3, 2 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 5 punchouts. Again, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, especially Fayetteville, very, very heavy on the piggyback situation. A 1-0 is up and away. 2-0 is your count. Not something you see all too often. However, it's more at the single-A level you see it than often, where teams will designate two pitchers to pitch 4 innings, and from there, they'll use the bullpen as needed, but they'll designate two guys to piggyback off each other. As a 2-0, Burke will hack at a breaking ball and miss. 2-1 your count. Bryce Willett's awaiting on deck. At first is Baldwin, runner going on the 2-1. Pitch is low and getting by Garcia. Baldwin faked a go. Is moving to now 3-1 on Jacob Burke. Baldwin kind of faked out the catcher Garcia, who couldn't get a clean play on it. 3-1 count, one down. Baldwin at first. Kind of dancing around, pitch delivered. Burke will take a big swing and a miss. 3-1 goes now full on the former Miami Hurricane. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is Jacob Burke. Gadez on the bump, sets the full count. Runner going, here's the pitch. This one is fouled off, and it smacks into the Atrium Health Ballpark sign and lands in the seating bowl. It'll end up trickling down into the dugout suite, actually. Full count, one down. Bottom of the fourth. Fayetteville leads 1-0, but Kannapolis threatening as Gadez, who pitched once against the Ballers in his first series against Kannapolis, 3-2. This one's Scott in the air and right. Zach Daniels will backtrack. He camps under it. He has it in his eyes, has it in his hands for the out. A fly out into right for Jacob Burke. Staying put at first will be Brooks Baldwin. So two outs and a runner still on first, and Bryce Willits is due up. Gadez, again, as mentioned, 4 appearances on the season. His first one was a rough one up in Salem. 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, a run, 2 walks. He had a 13 ERA. Since then, he's calmed down in a big way. As first pitch, runner going. Pitch of the plate is outside. Throw into second, and they got him by a mile. Brooks Baldwin is put out on a 2-4 put out to complete the inning. Bryce Willits will get another turn at the plate, but it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Jose Gadez. It sends us into the fifth at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 your score, Fayetteville on top here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break and be right back after a few messages on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Dory Lorenzo, Leo's Danny Molina, and Zach Cole due up. Top of the fifth inning, Drew McDaniel returns to the mound. Pitch delivered. It's up and inside to Dory Lorenzo. 1-0 is your count. Dory Lorenzo, the DH today in the order for Ricky Rivera and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who are on top 1-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 is just a bit low and outside, 2-0. Lorenzo, the DH, Molina, the shortstop, is on deck, and the whole top of the order is Zach Cole, the center fielder. McDaniel in his fifth inning of action, 2-0. This one is lined in the right. That'll drop in front of the right fielder, Logan, to be the second hit of the day for Fayetteville. Dory Lorenzo has his first hit of the night. He's 1-for-2. He's on first. Nobody out for Leo's Danny Molina. So just the second hit all night for Fayetteville, the third hit of the game. And what's been a pitcher's duel, 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. McDaniel looking to match his start in Delmarva in early April. He went 5 innings in that one. As this one is lined over the head of Willits and gets into left for a base hit from Leo's Danny Molina. Just like that, 2-1 in the frame and nobody out. Back-to-back singles for the Peckers. Top of the order now in Zach Cole. So Leo's Danny Molina gets the base hit. That's now 3 hits on the night for the Woodpeckers. All of them have been singles, and all of them have come from the bottom third of the order. Garcia, Lorenzo, and Molina. Zach Cole will have a opportunity here against McDaniel. A 10th round pick in 2022 of Ball State. College teammate of Tyler Schweitzer. Inside from McDaniel on a breaking ball. 1-0 is your count. We'll see Schweitzer at some point this week. Fun part about a Monday game and then a Tuesday off day. You're not really sure about the rest of the week. Just going to figure that all out tomorrow. Both teams are playing that strategy. 1-0 from McDaniel. Breaking ball upstairs. 2-0 is your count. We do know McDaniel is on the bump. The Ballers don't have a designated piggyback. However, they will have an arm to follow. 2-0. This one is lifted in the air left field. Logan Glass barely has to move. He'll have it in the glove for the out. A fly out into left for Zach Cole. One out and two on for the Woodpeckers. And the rehabbing Zach Daniels will step in. Daniels is 0-for-2 and a run scored earlier in this one. And a fielder's choice in the first and a 6-3 ground out in the third. McDaniel looking in for the signs. Daniels in the fourth round pick out of Tennessee. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 your count. Spent 2021 with the Woodpeckers. 45 games, batted 228. Was promoted to the Asheville Tourists, where he played in 40 games, batted 219. And they turned it up a notch in 2022 with the Tourists as the 0-1 grounded sharply down the line and left. That's going to get by and into the corner. It'll be run scored. Scoring will be Lorenzo. Molina's going to round third. He'll score two. It'll be an RBI double for Zach Daniels, and Fayetteville will now take a 3-0 lead. Lorenzo will score. Molina scores as well on the double from Zach Daniels. That'll be a runner on second and one down. Fayetteville now leads 3-0 here in the fifth inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be one on and one down for Narve Cruz. Narve Cruz, 0-for-2 on the day. He's got a runner on second. And you see there Zach Daniels picking up where he left off. And a hot start to this year before getting injured as Narve Cruz will sky this one into left. Logan Glass drifts over, makes the grab for the out. Retreating to second is Daniels. So a fly out into left for Cruz is the second out. Two down, runner still on, and Ricardo below is due up. Daniels had 15 doubles with the Asheville Tourists last year. He already had two in four games with the Corpus Christi Hooks down in Texas. The Texas League, double A. Below at the plate, first pitch from McDaniel is up and away. 1-0 your count. And runner on second, Zach Daniels. Fayetteville on top, 3-0. They're out hitting Kannapolis 4-1. As the offense has just looked sharp for Fayetteville tonight. Below will sky this one into center. That's high and deep. Backtracking Jacob Burke on the warning track. He'll make the grab for the out. Here's the third out of the inning. It'll be a fly out into center for Ricardo Below. But two more runs cross the plate. Zach Daniels with an RBI double. Hands the Woodpeckers a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth. And the ballers need some offense. They'll look to get it started with Willits, Clonch, and Logan Dua. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Bryce Willits, Troy Clonch, Drake Logan due up in the bottom of the fifth. Kannapolis looking for some offense. They trail 3-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in the series opener on this Memorial Day evening. Happy Memorial Day to all. Of course, we're honoring all of the people who have served our country and kept us free so we can enjoy baseball here in this wonderful country. As this one is inside of Willits, 1-0 delivered. This one's lined over the head of the third baseman Cruz in a left four base hit. Bryce Willits is on base again, this time with a single. 1-4-2 on the night now, and Troy Claunch is due up. Again, we'll have a big week ahead here in Kannapolis. Military Appreciation Night this upcoming Saturday with fireworks on tap. We got post-game fireworks tonight here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If it's dark enough, this game is moving right along, and it may not be dark enough for fireworks as Claunch will foul this one off. Straight back, 0-1 is your count. If it's still light outside when the game's done, we'll keep you entertained until it's dark, and then we'll shoot some fireworks off. You will see fireworks if you're here at Atrium Health Ballpark before you leave tonight. That is for sure. Willits with a good lead at first. Cadez on the mound. 0-1 is on the way to Claunch. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. 0-2. Jose Cadez with an 0-2 count on Claunch. His second inning of action. Combined with Andrew Taylor for a shutout of the Down East Wood Ducks on the 18th. Pitched in the Venezuelan Winter League this past offseason. As the 0-2 swing and a miss from Claunch, it'll be a strikeout for the Ballers catcher. One down, runner still on, and Drake Logan due up. Ganez spent the 2022 season in the Dominican Summer League. He was 2-0 with a 0.69 ERA. The DSL Astros pitching there to Logan, 0-1 your count. Seven innings of relief, struck out a career-high 10 batters in one outing against the Dominican Summer League Guardians, 0-1. This one is skied high and foul by Drake Logan. Count will move to 0-2. Logan's first at-bat, he's 0-1 in a strikeout against Nolan DeVos. 0-2 count, one down. Good lead at first for Willits. Pitch on the way from Ganez is up and in. Logan will set. 1-2 is your count. International free agent signee in 2022 by the Houston Astros is Jose Ganez. Willits with a good lead. Pitch on the way from the righty. Swung and a miss. An off-speed pitch gets Drake Logan looking foolish. So that'll be two down now. And a runner on first. It's Bryce Willits. Logan Glass will be due up. Logan Glass walked his last time up. As Willits is at first. Again, two down, bottom five. Ballers trail by three now as this one's hacked at and fouled off by Logan Glass. Ends up down in the bullpen area. 0-1 your count. Logan Glass playing left field today. Jose Cadez through an inning and two-thirds. He's got two strikeouts, both in this half inning as Glass will take the 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2. Mario Camilleri waiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth. Ballers trailing 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's 0-2 count. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drake Logan and Logan Glass combined. That's three strikeouts after a leadoff single from Bryce Willits. Jose Cadez sits them all down via the swinging strikeout. So that'll conclude five innings of baseball at Atrium Health Ballpark. That send us into the sixth. 3-0 your score. Fayetteville on top. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Drew McDaniel returns to the bump here in the sixth inning. Kannapolis and Fayetteville doing business in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jackson Lofton, Garrett McGowan, and John Garcia do up. As McDaniel returns for his sixth inning of action, he is looking to set a new season high in innings pitched. He's at five innings so far. One more out, and he will have his new season-long outing. His previous long was five innings against Delmarva. As Jackson Lofton will step in for his third at-bat of the day. First pitch is a curveball a bit upstairs and inside on Lofton. 1-0 is your count. Ken Jackson Lofton, former Oral Roberts product. 13th round pick in 2022 by the Astros. A 1-0 count, pitch delivered. This one's fouled off into the protective netting down the line. 1-1 now. McDaniel at 2-3 on the year. He has lowered the ERA despite allowing three runs today. Down to a 5.40 as McDaniel working. 1-1 on the way. Just a bit low and outside. 2-1 to Jackson Lofton. Garrett McGowan, left fielder, awaiting on deck. As Drew McDaniel from Lafayette, Louisiana. Former Ole Miss Rebel, 2-1. Fastball's in there for a strike, 2-2. McDaniel sitting now at 71 pitches. Again from Lafayette, Louisiana, the city with the most restaurants per capita in the United States. Well, I know where I'm going on vacation next, that's for sure. An Ole Miss Rebel is McDaniel, a 2020 SEC Academic Honor Roll selection. There's a 2-2 count from the righty. Here's the pitch. This one is just a bit inside and low. McDaniel still searching for his first strikeout of the day as that one's inside. 3-2 your count. Rather odd that Fayetteville hasn't struck out yet today. 3-2. This one is fouled off by Lofton. Count will stay put. 3-2. We'll do it again. No strikeouts in the book for Drew McDaniel. You don't see that very often. Again, Lofton at the plate. McGowan awaiting, as there is now an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. It looks like it is Yohemi Nolasco. 3-2, here's the pitch. Chopped foul again, same spot. Staying alive is Lofton. It looks like, again, indeed, Yohemi Nolasco is getting loose, as is Ben Butel, former Iowa Hawkeye. Side-arming lefty Ben Butel getting loose. 3-2 count, McDaniel sets. Here's the pitch. Up and in, and it hits Lofton in the elbow, and that can't feel too good. It'll be a hit-by-pitch and allowing the runner to reach on the HBP. McDaniel plunks the batter, and that is now one on and nobody out for the lefty bat of Garrett McGowan. As the hit-by-pitch, Lofton will take a free pass. Athletic trainer Jennifer Barnells will check out the hit-by-pitch of Lofton. It looks like he's okay. He'll stay put in the game. Garrett McGowan will step in with a runner on and nobody out. McGowan had a deep, high fly ball. His runner going in the first pitch. This one is chopped up in the infield. Camaletti's going to have to hurry. Throw to first will not be made. It'll be an infield single on a very high chopper from Garrett McGowan. Bit of a fluke infield single for McGowan, but he is on base today for the first time. To second goes Lofton. That's now 2-1 and nobody out for John Garcia, the catcher. John Garcia, the catcher, with two on and nobody out. He has a single earlier today in this one. He'll swing at the first pitch he sees and miss for strike 1-0-1. McDaniel taking a peek at second. Runner there, 0-1 count. He'll check on the runner at second, not in time. 0-1 on the righty bat of John Garcia, the catcher. A single in the second, and then he popped out in the fourth. As Ben Butel getting loose down the line for the Ballers, former Iowa Hawkeye. 0-1 count. Here is the pitch to the plate. In there four called strike, 0-2. Garcia takes a peek at the strike. Ben Butel getting loose, the side-arming lefty. This will be his first appearance at Atrium Health Ballpark if he enters. 0-2. Fastball is up and away. McDaniel still can't find the strike zone for his strikeout tonight, as that one's now a 1-2 count. 1-2 count. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. McDaniel sets, taking a peek at second. 1-2. Chop towards short. Double play ball, perhaps. Sprinkle flips to second for one on to first. It's a double play indeed, as that'll be a 6-4-3 double play. McGowan is out at second base is the first out. To third will go Lofton, but Garcia grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. Two down and a runner on third for Dory Lorenzo. As Lorenzo is going to step in, but not before Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat. Looks like it's the end of the day for Drew McDaniel. His day is done. 5 2/3. He doesn't leave with a strikeout, but Ben Butel will take over. After a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network, Drew McDaniel's day is done. Dory Lorenzo steps in, runner on third, but Ben Butel takes over on the bump for Kannapolis. 6 foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old, a free agent signing in 2022 and of Davenport, Iowa. Former Iowa Hawkeye takes the mound. The side armor delivers his pitch, grounded towards third. Elko fields in, underhands to the covering Butel at the first base back for the out. Just like that, a one pitch is all that Ben Butel needs for his first out of his name. Lorenzo grounds out. It's a 3-1 put out. Three outs are now ahead. And just like that, we're headed back to a break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Sixth inning we go. 3-0 Fayetteville on top. Kannapolis looking for some offense. Thank you. 9-1-2, due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mario Camaletti, Jordan Sprinkle, and Brooks Baldwin due up. They're looking for some offense. They trail 3-0 here to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Jose Gadez back out for another inning of action. He'll get the first pitch of the sixth inning. Will Camaletti, it's in there for a strike. 0-1, your count on Camaletti. He's 0-1 today is Mario, former Central Michigan infielder. Grounded out his first time up to the third baseman in Cruz as this one's in there for a strike. 0-2 now on Mario. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. As Gadez will set, pitch deliver. This one is just a bit up and inside. 1-2 now on Mario Camaletti. Sprinkle awaiting on deck. In the hole, as mentioned, is Brooks Baldwin. Gadez in his third inning of work. 1-2. Chop towards first. A bit of a tough play for below, but he makes it and fields it cleanly. Steps on the back for the out. A 3-U put out for Mario Camaletti. That'll conclude the first out of the sixth inning. Top of the order due up in Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle gets another turn at the dish against Fayetteville's pitching staff. It's first bat against Gadez. As he'll hack at this one. This one's corkscrewed weakly towards first. Covering is Gadez. He'll field it and underhand to first for the out. A bit of a weird play with a corkscrewed grounder from Jordan Sprinkle. And that'll conclude the second out. Two down, nobody on, and Brooks Baldwin due up. Brooks Baldwin will step in. He's 1-for-2, a single in the fourth inning. He has one of only two hits in the day for Kannapolis. Gadez working quickly. Here's the first pitch. Just a bit outside, a 1-0 your count. And as mentioned, Brooks Baldwin, former UNC Wilmington Seahawk, he had a very hot start against the Augusta Green Jackets earlier this month of May. Pitches outside 2-0. Kind of cooled down since, but he got off to a hot start, that's for sure. First pitch from the righty, and Gadez is up and away now 3-0. Potentially Carolina League Player of the Month in Bryce Willits. A couple batters away, 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. 3-1 now to Baldwin. Tim Elko waiting patiently on deck. Ballers trail 3-0 here in the sixth. 3-1, a get-me-over fastball for another called strike, 3-2. So Gadez comes right back after three balls and issues a couple of fastballs right down the middle. Pitching on the way, Baldwin will stay alive. This one's fouled off on the 3-2. He'll get another full count offering from the righty Gadez. Gadez can go about four innings or so. We'll see just how long he lasts in this first game of the six-game series. 3-2 count, and here's the pitch to Baldwin. Chop towards second, but cutting it off will be below. He'll field it underhand to first. Covering is Gadez at the back. A 3-1 put out. Brooks Baldwin is out. It's another 1-2-3 inning at the plate for Kannapolis, who just has not found any offense tonight. Just two hits against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. To the top of the seventh inning we go. Back third of baseball headed your way after a short break. And a couple words from our sponsors on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi.
Yoemi Nolasco, the righty, takes over for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the mound. Top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Nolasco takes over on the season. So far has had himself a good time. 0-0 with a 2.16 ERA. His first pitch is fouled off. 0-1 is your count on Molina. Cole and Daniels to follow in the order. Top of the seventh inning, 3-0 Fayetteville here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Yoemi Nolasco, a 2.16 ERA, making his third appearance on the mound here at home. He made his Carolina League debut on the 10th against Fayetteville. Three innings, three hits, a walk, and two punch-outs. As the 0-1 count, Molina will set 0-1. Here is the pitch. Fastball is just a bit up and away on the 0-1, now 1-1. So Butel gets through a third of an inning with just one pitch, and all that's needed on the ground ball from Dory Lorenzo. 1-1, Nolasco's offering is upstairs. 2-1 now to Molina. Again, 9-1-2. It's Molina, Cole, and Daniels. Nolasco on the bump. Glove at the waist. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Chopped just a bit foul. Molina almost called for a ground ball play as Clonch was missing the ball by about 2 inches away from the plate. 2-2 count on Molina. He's 1-for-2 today and a single last time up. He grounded out earlier today as well to Jordan Sprinkle. Nolasco 2-2 on the season. 2.16 ERA. He's 0-0 on his record. It's 2-2 is lifted in foul ground. Elko after it in foul ground on the warning track will make the grab for the out. A P3 in foul ground for Leo's Danny Molina. One down, top of the order, Zach Cole due up. Zach Cole will step in. He's 0-for-2 tonight. A couple of flyouts here in this one as Cole and the Woodpeckers lead 3-0. They're out hitting Kannapolis 5-2. Top of the seventh, Nolasco's pitch. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. As time was called, not quite sure what the scenario was as it looks like the infield umpire and Frank Jones said no pitch. It looked like he was talking to Mario Camilletti at second. It looked like he was in the outfield grass, which if you're an infielder, you have to be set up in the infield. Nolasco's pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count to Zachary Cole. Camilletti at second. Looked like he took a little bit too far of a step back into the outfield grass. 1-1, here's the pitch. Just a bit up and in to Cole. Count will move to 2-1. Can Cole at the plate? Zach Daniels awaiting on deck. A 2-1 count. Nolasco looking to clean through the order. 2-1. Low went outside. Count runs to now 3-1. One down, top seven. Ballers trailing 3-0. They're looking desperately for some offense, but the pitching has to hold strong too. 3-1. Here's Nolasco's pitch. Chopped foul by Zach Cole. Callum moved to 3-2. Cole, as mentioned, former Ball State Cardinal. 10th round pick in 2022. He spent some time to end last year with Fayetteville. In 28 games, he batted .211. He had two homers, 11 RBI. He stole 15 bases, though. That is his bread and butter. 3-2. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back. Count will stay put at 3-2, and we'll do it again. Six outfielders technically on the roster for Fayetteville. One's on the injured list in Tyler Whitaker, and they have one on rehab in Zach Daniels, who's rehabbing from the AA Corpus Christi Hooks. Ballers had a rehabbing appearance last week in Augusta. Brian Ramos, former Cannonballer in 2021, who's now with the Birmingham Barons. As it'll be time called, a pitch clock violation is issued, and Zach Cole is going to take first base on the pitch clock violation, so Cole will get the free pass on the PVBB, as I write it in my book. So a free pass issued. Cole will take first. One on and one down. And Zach Daniels is due up. So a pitch clock violation for Yohemian Alaska. Puts a runner on for Fayetteville, and it's their speediest guy in Zach Cole. Daniels will step in, pitch delivered. This one is fouled off straight back into the roof area. Move it to now 0-1. As for stolen bags on the year, Jackson Lofton leads the Woodpeckers. Cole is second. He's 12 for 15 in stolen bases. Nolasco with an 0-1 count. He'll set, pitch delivered. Chop towards short, double play ball, perhaps Sprinkle will go to second for one, on to first. It's an inning-ending double play, 6-4-3. Zach Daniels grounds out. That's the second and third outs of the frame. Seventh inning stretch headed your way. We're going to sing God Bless America as well. Quick break, we'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Meat of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the seventh inning, Tim Elko, Jacob Burke, and Bryce Willits due up as the Ballers trail 3-0 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis and Fayetteville getting their six-game series started here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers and Woodpeckers are getting set for the bottom of the seventh here on Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day across the nation. Of course, honoring those who have served our country so well as Elko will swing and miss the first pitch he sees. Strike one, 0-1 your count. Jose Gadez back on the bump for another inning of action. His fourth inning in relief as the 0-1 count pitch delivered. Elko swings and misses. 0-1 is your count. Calling time at the plate is Elko. 0-2 your count. Burke awaiting on deck in the hole is Willits. Ballers again have not had much in the way of offense. Just two hits tonight. Cadez of the 0-2, here's the pitch. Elko gets hit up in the face, and he's going to go down in the ground. Not sure if he got hit in the face or the hand. Initially, it looked like it hit him in the face, as it looked like it actually did hit him in the hand. His first reaction, it looked like it hit him in the face. He went down in a heap, as trainer Austin Smith is out to have a chat. Elko will get the free base. Nonetheless, he will get hit by a pitch and will be the base runner to start off the seventh for Kannapolis. That is not a guy that you want to be missing from your lineup in Tim Elko, as he gets hits with the 85-mile-an-hour pitch from Jose Gadez. Elko takes the free pass. Looks like the left hand gets hit for Elko. Again, from up here in his first reaction, it looked like he got hit in the face. Nonetheless, getting checked on over there by Austin Smith, our trainer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be a leadoff base runner, but it did hit him in the left-hand area, it appears. Either the left hand or the left wrist area. Nonetheless, a very important spot if you're a power hitter. You got to have a little bit of a power in the wrists. Jacob Burke will step in, runner on, and nobody out against Jose Gadez. Pitch on the way to Burke, fastball up and away. 1-0 is your count. And the Ballers have yet to pick up a run in this one. Both of their hits have come off of Gadez, if that's any telltale sign. A 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Fastball is upstairs, 2-0. Count. Burke at the plate against Gadez. He'll set, pitch delivered. Inside corner for a strike, 2-1. Bryce Willits awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, 3-0. Fayetteville is on top. Elko at first. Burke will swing and miss at the 2-1 now, 2-2. Burke on the day has reached base once. He has reached base in every game in 2023 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He has been impressive. 2-2. This one's lined in the center. That's going to drop in front of Cole and be a base knock for Jacob Burke. He's on base for the second time today. To second goes Elko. It'll be two on now for Kannapolis, who are starting to get some offense brewing. And Bryce Willits is going to step in. And with one swing of the bat, Willits could tie this ball game. Well, Bryce Willits certainly making his name known in Kannapolis. Every reason to call him one of the fan favorites over the last few weeks. He has been sensational. Batting now .314 on the young season. As this pitch gets by the catcher Garcia, both runners are going to move up. Elko to third and Burke to second. And two runners are now in scoring position for Kannapolis in this bottom of the seventh inning. 3-0 is your score. A wild pitch off the arm of the righty Gadez. So Willits with two in scoring position, a prime opportunity to add more to his RBI total. Elko with third, Burke at second, 1-0. Willits will ground this one through the hole in the left for a base hit. Elko's going to score, Burke's going to stop at third, but Bryce Willits gets the Ballers on the board with an RBI single. Scoring is Tim Elko, and Bryce Willits now has 20 RBI on the season. Runners on the corners, and nobody out for Kannapolis. Troy Klaunch due up. Well, just like that, that's exactly the spark that Kannapolis needed if they had any hope of getting back into this ball game against a Fayetteville Woodpecker team that honestly has had more success at the plate than normal with the three runs in this ball game. Troy Clonchel step in. Runners on the corners and nobody out. Again, 20th RBI on the year for Bryce Willits. First pitch to Clonchel is upstairs. 1-0 your count. Willits has been just nothing short of sensational in the month of May. Certainly making his case for Carolina League Player of the Month. Of course, Elko taking it in the month of April. 1-0 fouled off by Clonch, 1-1. It would be pretty wild if Elko took it in the month of April and then Bryce Willits takes it for the month of May. I guess we'll find that out a little later this week. Certainly making his case is Bryce Willits. He is at first, 1-1 to Clonch. This one's foul tipped off. It heads toward the dugout. A 1-2 count on Troy Clonch. Clonch, a former Oregon State Beaver, former Texas A&M Aggie. As for Willits, it's now his 15th RBI in the month of May. He is still trailing a few Augusta Green Jackets in that category, but nobody else has the consistency. 1-2, swings and misses for strike three. Troy Clonch will have a seat. It's his second strikeout of the day. One down, two on still, and Drake Logan due up. Just so far in the month of May, Willits batting .368. He's now third in the month of May as far as RBI with 15, trailing only Jair Casanova and David McCabe. Logan will step in, pitches up and in from Gadez. 1-0 is your count. Bryce Willits has been sensational. As Kannapolis is on the board. 3-1 your score. Out hit 5-4 so far as the 1-0 is inside. Logan patiently approaches it. 2-0. No arms warming in either bullpen. As Kannapolis has the tying run at first base, go ahead at the plate. 2-0 to Logan is inside, and now 3-0. Jose Gadez not getting a strike call. Drake Logan today has not reached. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch from Gadez. Curveball is in there for a strike, 3-1. Snuck it on the inside corner. Did Gadez. 3-1, one down. Willits is at first with a good lead. Pitch delivered. Logan will have a go and miss. 3-2, your count. There's a big gap in between the second baseman Lofton and the first baseman in below. If Logan's able to push this ball, certainly could find some greener pastures. 3-2. This one's in there. Ring him up. Got him looking for called strike three. Drake Logan will have a seat. He's been struck out three times today. 0-3 on the day. And Logan Glass will step in with two on and two down. Logan Glass will get another turn. He is 0-1 today. He struck out last time up. He did draw a walk in the third. Big chance here. Glass's first pitch from Gadez is inside. A 1-0 your count. As for Gadez, that's his fifth strikeout of the day of Drake Logan, who has three of those against Fayetteville. 1-0, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Glass goes swinging at it. Just can't get contact. 1-1. 3-1 your score. Bottom of the seventh. 1-1 count on Logan Glass with two down. Searching for a big spot here. Fayetteville looking to stop the damage for Kannapolis. Gadez will set. Here's the 1-1. Up and in. Glass will take smartly. 2-1. Glass 6'4", 215 from Mustang, Oklahoma. A 22nd round pick in 2019 out of Mustang, Oklahoma. As this one is upstairs, this one's fouled off by Glass, 2-2. Glass did spend some time last year with the Charlotte Knights. He was impressive in those few games he had. He's got a big spot here, 2-2 count, two outs, bottom seven. 3-1 your score, Fayetteville on top. Here's the 2-2 to Glass. Swing and a miss for strike three. After a hit-by-pitch and a pair of singles, Logan Glass completes the strikeout in a row of Clutch, Logan, and Glass. Three strikeouts in a row for Ganez. That's six on his day. That'll send us into the top of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. 3-1, Fayetteville on top. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Eighth inning in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Narbe Cruz will step in and lead it off. Ricardo Below and Jackson Lofton to follow. Narbe Cruz and the Woodpeckers on top 3-1 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Yohemi Nolasco steps in back on the mound for his inning number two of work. His first pitch of the eighth inning is just a bit low and outside to Cruz. 1-0 is your count. And Narbe Cruz, third baseman today. He is 0-2. He did reach on an error in the first. First pitch was a ball, but that one's a strike on a breaking ball. Now 1-1. Third baseman Narbe Cruz. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted in the air, shallow right field. Coming in after it is Drake Logan. Under it, though, second baseman Camaletti comes out and makes the grab in the shallow outfield grass for the out. A P4 in the book for Narbe Cruz. First out is had. One down, and Ricardo Below will dig in. Ricardo Below gets another turn. He's 0-3 today. First pitch from Nolasco in there for a strike, 0-1. Again, Kannapolis looking for some offense. They've got four hits today compared to Fayetteville's five. Certainly got a little momentum going in that seventh inning as this one's lined towards short. Sprinkle makes a backhanded grab for out number two. A sharp liner to short, and Sprinkle makes the grab. And Below now all of a sudden is 0-4. Jackson Lofton will step in. He has reached base twice today. Get a hard hit liner to Sprinkle, who had to move a couple of steps to his right. That is all he had to move. As that is now two outs and a nobody on. Jackson Lofton is awaiting. Yohemi Nolasco, again, his second inning of action. He's lowered his ERA down to 1.80. Setting on the bump, here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball up and away, 1-0 to Jackson Lofton. Lofton, a fly out to center, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch. Have completed his day. As Nolasco will deliver the 1-0, this one's chopped foul down towards the bullpen area for Fayetteville down the third baseline, 1-1. As it looks like Fayetteville's warming another arm down there. The 25-year-old Casey Ford. They call him Built Fort Tough. 1-1. This one is just a bit outside. 2-1. And why wouldn't you call him that? Casey Ford warming up down the line. 6'6", 275-pound righty. The big boy. Should be playing football somewhere, I feel like. 2-1 count. Nolasco will deliver the pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. 2-2 now on Jackson Lofton. Time called by Lofton at the plate, trying to stay alive against Nolasco. Last outing for him last week against Augusta. Two innings, two hits, two runs. One of those earned, a walk and two punch-outs. He has gotten strikeouts in each of his outings. He has allowed hits in all of his outings. 2-2 count, two down. Here's Nolasco's pitch. Fastball up and away. Count will run full. Full count, top of the eighth inning, 3-1. Fayetteville on top. We're the only game going on in the Carolina League today. Everyone else getting their series started tomorrow. We have the day off tomorrow. Kannapolis and Fayetteville will get a much-deserved day off tomorrow. 3-2, chop towards third. Willits will cleanly play it, set his feet, and fire to first in time for the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Neohemi Nolasco on the mound. He gets a pop-out, a line-out, and now a ground-out of Jackson Lofton. That concludes 7.5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom eight we go. Ballers trail by two. They're looking for some offense. They got one run in the seventh. They still trail by two. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Mario Camiletti, Jordan Springle, Brooks Baldwin do up bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 your score. Fayetteville on top over your Kannapolis Cannonballers, but they're looking for some offense. Mario Camiletti, the perfect guy to do it. Carolina League leader in walks. He'll take the patient approach on the first pitch he sees of the eighth inning. It is in the dirt. 1-0 is your count. Camiletti, Springle, and Baldwin against the righty arm, Jose Guedes. This is inning number 5 of work for the righty. Guedes, 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Camiletti, as mentioned, is the current and active Carolina League leader in walks. He has 34, just one behind Nate Furman, but Furman got promoted, so does it really count? We don't know. 2-0 inside corner for now, a 2-1 count. Nate Furman, the Charlotte 49er, just down the road from here in Kannapolis, recently promoted from Lynchburg to the Lake County Captains, 2-1 line to center, where making the grab is Cole, and is a fly out into center for Mario Camiletti. One down, and Miss Casey Betty goes out and grabs the bat, and the bat dog makes the snag for the first time in this game. Top of the order, Jordan Springle awaiting on deck. He will step in against the righty Guedes. First pitch, Sprinkle lays out a bunt. Third baseman Cruz will come in and make the play. Ball goes wild. Sprinkle's going to get headed to second. Ball gets loose and foul ground. Sprinkle's going to head to the second base bag, and there is a base runner for Kannapolis. The energy is alive and well at Atrium Health Ballpark. These fans are into it. Sprinkle heads to second on what presumably will be an error for the third baseman in Cruz. As Miss Casey Betty again gets a loud ruckus. It'll be a single and then a throwing error for Cruz. So a single and an error. So Sprinkle gets the infield hit, and then an E5 allows him to get to second. Baldwin will step in the tying run as Gadez now has to deal with the base runner. First pitch will be on the way. It is just a bit low. 1-0 is your count. Baldwin, the DH today, has a day off from playing the field. He had a single in the fourth inning. It's a 1-0 count. Setting on the bump, here's the pitch. Fastball is upstairs and away. 2-0 your count now on Brooks Baldwin. And Casey Ford getting loose down the line for Fayetteville. A 2-0 count. Baldwin sets. Slightly open stance. Pitch delivered. Fastball up and away. 3-0. And now Gadez working with what looks to be, could potentially be the yips. He's got a runner on second with the throwing error from Norvay Cruz. Pitch on the way. And therefore a strike. Worked a breaking ball in there. Narve Cruz with the throwing error. So now one error on the board for each team. Also five hits for each team. 3-1 count, favorable hitters count. Here's Gadez's pitch. Breaking ball, lower part of the zone for a called strike, 3-2. 3-2 count, a one down. Here in the frame, Elko is on deck. Runner on second is Sprinkle. 3-2 pitch. This one's weakly tapped towards second. Covering and making the play is Gadez, but it'll be a productive ground out for Brooks Baldwin. Advancing the third will be Sprinkle with two down now as Baldwin grounds out a 1-3 put out. Two down, and Tim Elko is going to step in with a runner on third and two down. Again, Miss Casey Petty getting her bat dog treatment in tonight as Ricky Rivera comes out. And it looks like Jose Gadez's night is going to be done. New arm on the way for Fayetteville. It'll send us into a quick break here at Atrium Health Ballpark as Kannapolis has the tying run at the plate in Tim Elko. It looks like a change on the way. The righty Casey Ford getting loose down the line. We'll see if they make the change down the line will Fayetteville. Change is made. That'll send us into a break. We'll be right back. Ballers trail 3-1. Casey Ford will take over for the Peckers, and we'll take a break on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Sports Live. Tim Elko will step in, a 6'4", 240-pound bat, but somehow he's not the bigger man in this battle as Casey Ford takes over. 6'6", 275-pound righty from Logan, Utah, takes over in his first appearance on the road for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in 2023. First pitch on the way, a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 0-1 is your count. Elko goes chasing after a breaking ball from Casey Ford. 0-1 your count, two down. Ford again, 6'6", 275-pound righty. Sent down last week from the Asheville Tourists. He has appeared in one game for Fayetteville this year, 0-1. Fastball is in there for a strike on the 94-mile-an-hour heater, 0-2. On the year, Ford is 0-0 with a 0 ERA in two innings, two hits, four strikeouts with Fayetteville earlier last week against Myrtle Beach. With the Asheville Tourists, he's had a little more success. 0-2 count, here's the pitch. Fastball is outside, 1-2 now. Elkos, Martley holds back. With Asheville, Ford, eight appearances out of the bullpen, 9 1/3, eight hits, five runs, four earned, seven walks, eight punchouts. More of a room for him kind of guy. It wasn't that he was pitching terribly in Asheville, just didn't really have room for him. 1-2, here's the pitch. Elko will sky this one into shallow center. After it is the second baseman, Lofton, who backtracks, and he makes the grab for the out. Now three outs away from victory are the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as Elko pops out in the bottom of the eighth inning. To the ninth we go at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers still trailing 3-1 to the Woodpeckers. They'll look to hold them scoreless in the ninth and send it to the bottom of the ninth in search of a win. 3-1, we'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live.
Guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Garrett McGowan will step in and lead things off here in this top of the ninth inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is 3-1 here at the Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch is in there for a called strike from Yohemi Nolasco. 0-1 is your count. McGowan, Garcia, and Dari Lorenzo due up as Nolasco on the bump for another inning, and his pitch is inside and low. 1-1 now as Yohemi Nolasco in his third inning of action. The Ballers do not have a strikeout tonight. Zero strikeouts on the board as Nolasco and Troy Klaunch both taking a moment to kind of walk around and make sure everything's all good. A 1-1 count on McGowan, the left fielder. 1-for-3 today and a single his last time up in the sixth. 1-1 count, nobody out. Nolasco, again, as mentioned, no Ballers have a strikeout tonight. Contrast that with Fayetteville. They have eight total. 1-1 is on the inside part of the plate. Not called, though. 2-1 now, McGowan. John Garcia, the catcher, awaits on deck. 1-for-3 in the night. And then 1-for-3 is Dory Lorenzo. 2-1. Here's the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Aaron McGowan, the left fielder. Two and two is your count on Garrett McGowan. Sellers looking to, of course, neutralize the offense for Fayetteville and keep it a two-run lead headed to the bottom of the ninth. 2-2 is outside. Count moves to full at 3-2. Nolasco, two innings. He's lowered the ERA to a 1.74. He has been one of the more efficient arms out of the bullpen. 3-2, he hurries this one. Chop back towards the mound. Nolasco will field it and has to hurry the throw to first, but he makes it in time for the out. A 1-3 put out, one out is had, and John Garcia, the catcher, steps in. That's another firmly grounded chopper in the infield. Second one we've seen of those tonight. As John Garcia will step in. Nolasco, though, able to get to that one. The first one was a little more deep in the infield. Camaletti had to come in a long ways and couldn't make the grab. So the one out is had in the ninth. Garcia's first pitch from Nolasco is up and inside. 1-0 now on John Garcia. 1-4-3, a single in the second inning. Reached second as well in that frame, but to no avail and no runs. A 1-0 is low. Now 2-0. Not very often you see zero strikeouts from a pitching staff, but we have seen that tonight. Kannapolis yet to pick up a strikeout. Both teams with five hits and an error. Fayetteville just has the lead at 3-1 as Garcia skies this 2-0 high and foul. 2-1 on John Garcia. Nolasco sets, pitch delivered, zoom and a miss to the plate, 2-2 now your count as Nolasco just hemmed a 2-1 fastball at 94 miles an hour. Garcia stands in, Nolasco sets, here's the 2-2. This one's fouled off, staying alive at the plate is John Garcia, the catcher. Count remains at 2-2. On deck is Dari Lorenzo. Dari Lorenzo on deck in this one. 2-2 count, one down. Here's Nolasco's pitch. Breaking ball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking called. Strike three. Finally a strikeout of the ninth inning. Kannapolis has themselves a punch out. John Garcia will have a seat. It's a backwards K in the book for Yohenny Nolasco. Two down, nobody on for Dari Lorenzo. Dari Lorenzo will get another turn at the plate. 1-3. He scored in the fifth inning after a single. Pitch is upstairs. 1-0 your count on the DH. Shortstop Leo's Danny Molino waiting. 1-0. Here's the pitch from Nolasco. Chopped towards first. Backhand play by Elko. He'll take it to the bag himself. It's a 1-2-3 inning. On the bump for Yohenny Nolasco. A sharp night out of the bullpen for the righty, Yohenny Nolasco, and has definitely helped matters for Kannapolis as that'll send us into the bottom of the ninth. Three outs left in this one as Kannapolis and Fayetteville doing business in this series opener. 3-1 Fayetteville on top. That'll send us to a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi.
Jacob Burke will step in. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's Burke, Willits, and Claunch. Two up, bottom nine, and Casey Ford back on the mound. Pitch is low and away. 1-0 is your count on Jacob Burke. Burke, Willits, and Claunch. Ballers trail by two. They got a tough opponent in Casey Ford, but Kannapolis has been able to rattle some offense late in this one. We'll see how things shake out. A 1-0 count. Casey Ford sets. Pitch delivered is up and inside. Almost hits Burke in the hands. Count will move to 2-0. Burke today is 1-for-2. He had a single his last time up in the seventh inning. An inning that Kannapolis was able to get their only run of the game. One run on two hits against Guedes. 2-0 from Ford. Check swing. Burke goes around on it, says infield umpire and Frank Jones. 2-1 now on Burke. Willits awaiting on deck. He's got himself a multi-hit game. The only multi-hit game of the day for Kannapolis this far. 2-1 count. Casey Ford will set. Here is the pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Jacob Burke goes after a fastball up in the zone from Casey Ford. Willits awaiting on deck. As time called a pitch clock violation on the batter, so it'll be a strike, and it'll be a strike out for Casey Ford, as Burke wasn't in the batter's box in time. Burke is going to beg to differ. However, that is all that she wrote. Burke will be called out on a pitch clock violation strikeout. That is the first out, so we see a KPV in the book. Casey Ford technically gets the strikeout. So one down and nobody on. And Bryce Willits is going to step in. But Jacob Burke, again, didn't get back in the batter's box in time. Willits will step in. Pitch delivered from Ford in there for a strike. 0-1. Willits a multi-hit game. 2-for-3. Scored his 20th RBI earlier today back in the seventh inning. Batting now 319 on the year. After a scorching month of May. Swings at the 0-1 and misses at 94. 0-2 is your count. Bryce Willits at the plate, one down. One down on Willits. Claunch is on deck. Ford will set. Glove the chest. 0-2. Breaking ball is outside. 1-2 on Bryce Willits. Claunch, the catcher, is awaiting on deck. Ford will set. Taking his time. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Willits has mentioned two singles. He popped out and is only out at bat today. Back in the second inning, a pop out to the catcher in Garcia. Ford, the third arm used by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. 2-2 count. Ford sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Willits gets behind a 95-mile-an-hour heater and immediately throws his head up in disgust. And just like that, ballers are one out away from a opening loss to this series. Troy Claunch is going to step in. Fayetteville one out away from snapping their eight-game losing streak. Kannapolis would drop to another loss to start a series. They have not won the first game of a series since their first one here at home. First pitch on the way. This one is skied foul. It'll end up in the Kinetic Club area. 0-1, your count on Troy Klaunch. Klaunch today, 0-3, a pair of strikeouts and a pop-out. It's Casey Ford. So far through an inning, has two strikeouts, a one. It skips by the catcher, Garcia. He's able to snag it on the backhand, though. 1-1 on Klaunch. 2 down, bottom 9, 3-1, Woodpeckers on top. Ford will set, glove at the chest. Working at his pace, 1-1. Klaunch swings and misses at 93. Ballers down to their final strike. And what certainly would be a bit of a disheartening loss, it would be only the second time all year that Fayetteville takes a victory over Kannapolis. Again, 1-11 at home in the month of May. Fayetteville has had a rough go of it in this month of May. It has been brutal times for the Woodpeckers, but they would get the victory here with one more strike. And it would send them home tonight happy before the off day tomorrow. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Troy Klaunch goes down on strikes at 96, and that is the conclusion of tonight's ballgame. The Ballers drop their series opener 3-1 here in Kannapolis. It is 3-1. Fayetteville takes it. Both sides with five hits apiece, one error each as well. That sends the first game into completion. Troy Klaunch strikes out. Casey Ford comes in and strikes out the side of the ninth, and Kannapolis cannot get the victory to start off the series. We'll take a quick break, get a postgame show in here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers drop this series opener with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's the series opener. These two sides will play five more times this upcoming week, but they do conclude this first game with Kannapolis dropping this one 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Kannapolis drops it 3-1, it's even in hits, 5-5, both sides with an error as well. As for Kannapolis, five hits on the night, two for Bryce Willits, 2-for-4 with an RBI. He has 20 now on the year. Other than that, one hit nights for Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Burke, and that's it here for Kannapolis as they cannot get the victory in this series opener. And again, that sends us into the fireworks here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So if you have some background noise, apologies for that. We are just shooting fireworks off. I'm trying to get the postgame show in for you here at Atrium Health Ballpark. McDaniel, 5 2/3. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Butel comes in a third inning, gets a strike, it gets a out, and that's it. And then Johemian Olasco comes in, 3 shutout innings with a walk and a strikeout, and that concludes an A for Kannapolis. They get only 1 strikeout of the Woodpeckers, and it's a clean night's work at the plate for Fayetteville. 5 hits, no multi-hit performances. Big hitter, though, Zach Daniels comes in 1-for-4 day with 2 RBI, 0-for-3 with an RBI, but below gets it. And then 1-hit days for McGowan, Garcia, Lorenzo, and Molina. On the bump, 3 pitchers used. Nolan DeVos, 3 innings of no-hit baseball with 2 walks and 2 punch-outs. Guedes gets the win, 4 2/3, 5 hits, a run, no walks, and 6 punch-outs. And then Casey Ford gets an inning and a third save with 3 strikeouts, all coming in that 9th inning. Inning and a third, he gets his first save with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Again, 6:32, your first pitch, a quick one, 2 hours and 19 minutes here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Over 2,800 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll do it all again in the second game on Wednesday, 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll still have a little bit of a TBD situation. We don't know who's pitching, but we'll figure it out. Be sure to come on out on a Wednesday, on Winning Wednesday. Again, if the Ballers win on Wednesday and you're here, you get a free ticket to the next Wednesday game. We're going to look to keep that going here in Kannapolis, and we'll have a blast with you here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Thanks for tuning in. If you're here at the ballpark, if you're not, appreciate you tuning in online on MILB.TV, Bally Live, free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host for all these games, Dan Helody, bringing you the action here in Kannapolis. We'll see you on Wednesday, 7 o'clock first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Enjoy the rest of your night and happy Memorial Day, and we hope you had a blast tonight. Have a great one, everyone.